Thank you. Based on Article 195, out that it would have been more appropriate for Mr. Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, to address this House according to Article 144, an article which was specifically designed to debate violations of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, which is clearly the case with Mr. Trudeau.
And with the Prime Minister of Canada, the way he's behaving right now, he's exactly like a tyrant, like a dictator. He's like Ceausescu in Romania. If even you doubt, if you raise doubts about the vaccines, you're outcasted. What's the difference between what he does and what happened under the Inquisition? See, on one side they say, well, we should not believe in God, but on the other side they say, believe in science. We don't have to. Science is not about belief. Science is about measurements, conclusions, hypotheses, and arguments.
Ooh.
We got to a point right
okay,
now.
This goes on for quite some time. I have to cut it off because... So Trudeau took a trip to meet with the European Union, and boy, did that guy get absolutely shredded because he's pretty authoritarian. You stand up against Trudeau, and guess what? You get shut down. Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you today? Good to see you all. Good to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about a few more pleasant things. You know, I feel like it's been a spicy few days, and I'm going to talk about some, you know, just more pleasant things. Talk about the new tomes that were found in Egypt, which is really cool. I'm really excited about that, and it's a part of, you know, this whole movement by Egypt to try to promote tourism, which I don't blame them. I want to go to Egypt myself. I've always wanted to go. It's one of the few places on the planet that I know I really want to go visit, and I will one day. Anyway, hello, and welcome. I'm also going to be discussing why the Milky Way is called the Milky Way. Do you guys know why? It's pretty cool, actually. It goes back way back in history, as you can imagine, from its original Latin name. Which is pretty cool. But we're also discovered some new things about how old the Milky Way is. So we're going to talk about the Milky Way, where it came from. Well, I mean, it's in the universe, obviously. But it's kind of cool. Just discuss it a little bit more. You know, I love space. But before we get into those pleasant topics, which, you know, I love to talk about, we're going to be discussing this interesting thing that's been going on with the Army being lowering its standards. So women can join the Army. That's right. They're lowering the requirements of achievements for women and also older people who are joining. And I think this is horrendous. This is a terrible idea. You know, when you are next to your partner or your fellow soldier in war, you want to know that they can handle any situation and not have been coddled to get into that position. And I think that's what's going on here. And it's really devastating for the Army. And I have this tweet from the Selective Service, Selective Service Agency. It's a federal agency, and they tweeted about a draft that could potentially come up. They're not saying that there will be a draft, but it's weird the timing of when they're announcing that they're lowering the standards for women in the Army and older generation, older humans joining the Army, while also sending this tweet out about a draft that if a draft were to come. So we're going to get into that. Before we do, I just want to talk about yesterday's show. So yesterday's show, I talked about a few things with Call. One of them was a Home Depot newsletter or, you know, training pamphlet about racism and all that. And I wasn't sure if it was real or not. Well, it turns out Home Depot actually put out a release saying it was, in fact, real. So that Home Depot segment that I did yesterday was absolutely 100% authentic from Home Depot. They admitted it themselves. Now, they're trying to claim that it isn't part of their corporate every Home Depot, only to specific Home Depots. And okay, it doesn't really make it better. The fact that it is actually real is insane. It talks about white privilege and check your privilege at the door because if you're cis and you're white and you're Christian and you're, I don't remember the other ridiculous things on the list. Yeah, it's all real. It's all true. And Home Depot was kind of like, oh, you know, but don't worry. It's not like widespread. Yeah, I'm sure not. They're definitely trying to backpedal. I don't shop at Home Depot anymore. I used to love that store because I love home improvement, everything. In fact, I watched This Old House growing up with my dad, and my dad is a freaking G when it comes to basically anything when it comes to the house, electricity, carpentry, HVAC, plumbing, like you name it, he does it himself, and I learned it all from him. So I love that kind of stuff. I love improving my house. So I don't feel bad about not going to Home Depot anymore, and that's okay with me. Is Lowe's woke? I don't know. There is a lot of talk. Well, I'm going to Lowe's now. Gonzo says he worked there for a while. Really interesting. Was it recently or was it later on in life? I'm curious. Robert Wiles, it's good to see you back, my friend. He of course had his classic super chat. I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francisco smile. Sorry for not being able to be here. I overdid it with my physical therapy and hurt my shoulder. Hey man, that's fine. It's great to see you back, and I'm glad that you're. Well, I hope you're feeling better. He says again, I'm sorry, I really had a bad day yesterday, was planning on showing up, but almost passed out from the pain, still bad, but wanted to be here, be blessed. Thank you, Robert, I appreciate you, mate. I hope you're feeling better. And good on you for pushing through that physical therapy, you know? That's how you get stronger, is the pain, right? So good for you. We got a new member, Psycho Dragon. Thank you so much, Psycho Dragon. And The Last Crow, what's the deal? You got cut off? I guess if you guys have been unsubscribed, please resubscribe. I've been hearing this a lot lately where people are just simply unsubscribed from my channel. And I don't know why. You guys still show up for me, which honestly says a lot about you. And I really do appreciate that you guys still show up and continue to smash that like button whenever I go live. You guys are the best. So The Last Crow also mentioned that he lost his membership. So, and you were a member for quite some time. I know that it's happened to a couple other people that when they do resubscribe, it comes back, like the cumulative months that you were accruing. Yeah, accruing. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. You want me to spin the UFO? Isn't it nice? It's so nice that this UFO is back. I will happily spin it. This one's specifically for Robert Wiles, so I just want to make that clear. And all those members out there, you guys are absolutely fantastic. Jason Dixon says, did she say article? Maybe. No, article. Bobcat says, I must recommend you try to get Leslie Fish on the stream sometime, preferably on a jam night, because her music is awesome. That's an interesting idea, to get another musician to come in on a Friday and maybe also jam on a song. You know what? Interesting. Yeah, maybe. That's kind of fun. I kind of like that idea. Yeah, have like multiple have musicians come in on Fridays as my Friday guests. Usually I don't have guests on Friday because I do a jam session myself, but yeah, interesting. I like that idea. Robert Shaw, the Ascended, celebrating 3 months, says, interesting thought. If an alien ship entered orbit requesting refuge because their home planet is gone and this planet is habitable, should we welcome them? Yeah. Yeah. Why not? First thought, they have alien technology that allowed them to get here, so I would love to be able to look at that technology, and welcoming them would then, you know, open the door to diplomacy. Do we trust them? What if it's a trick, you know, to take over our planet? I don't know. My first instinct is diplomacy, though, of course. Spazzy, what's good? How you doing? Flawed jam night. Oh, well, Flawed claims he doesn't do music anymore, but he's been like teasing his own music and talking about music. He got this new mic foam. I don't remember what it's called. Some sort of like jam eye, or I don't remember what it's called, but it's this huge ball microphone muffler something that goes on the SM7B that he got. Clearly he's, you know, he's teasing that he might get back into music. Flawed, if you want to come on a Friday and maybe jam a song, I'm down. You got to spit it live, though. That's because that's how we do on the Krigler Show. We spit it live. Obviously, you can have the beat recorded, and we'll play, you know, play the beat, and you spit over it. Is Nisha going to jam tomorrow? I sure hope so. She did say she's interested, so we'll see. You know, I hope so. I don't know. We're going to have to figure out some way to have multiple mics, though. I have another interface. I can't find the power cord for it. I'm going to have to probably get a new power cord. But potentially, if I could figure out multiple mics, because I want to figure out how to mic my guitar as well as my vocals, because it's not working where I'm trying to split both of them, and it's hard to get the appropriate audio dimensions. Anyway, Robert Shaw says the game RimWorld is banned in Australia. So dumb. Wait, RimWorld? I've heard about it. I've never actually played it. Interesting. Why would it be banned in Australia? Were you playing RimWorld and now you're, is that where you've been all this time? playing too much RimWorld and they banned it, so now you're back? I'm just kidding. Welcome back, though, Robert Shaw. It's good to see you, man. Ryu says, any update on the P.O. Box, you lazy boy? no update on the P.O. Box. But it is being worked on. I'm actually waiting for a new card from Chase so that I can go and do that P.O. Box. Melkor for 10 says you should get Coach Red Pill on. He's in Ukraine and doing daily updates. Interesting. I would like to follow somebody who's in Ukraine and is giving daily updates just to broaden my awareness levels of what's actually going on over there, because it's really hard to know what's happening. Sebastian says, what timing for you to be here when I get home? Oh, what timing? Well, perfect timing. Thanks for showing up. Robert Shaw says, also, Allison is called Gobbleson because she makes noises like a goblin when she does something she's not supposed to. It's funny AF, and she loves books. Wow, how old is she now? Like a year and a half? I think, if my memory serves me. That's a cool age, too, isn't it? Where they're really just taking it all in, right? I've been around a lot of like babies. My two sisters combined have 8 kids. It's a lot. And not to mention my like 40 something cousins and all of their kids. And my, you know, I have 3 sisters and 2 brothers. I got a large family. All right. I've been around a lot of babies, and it's cool when they're, you know, their eyes are wide with childlike wonder because they've never experienced anything, right? So everything is new. It's cool. Robert Shaw says, oh, I just read that one. All right, let's get into it. So I saw this tweet from the Selective Service about a draft, and I'm like, what is this? This is weird. And I kind of put it behind me. I'm like, yeah, whatever that means. But then I saw this article today from The Hill. And I thought it was weird. And check this out. Army approves reduced physical fitness standards for women and older soldiers. Well, that's odd. You know, I was talking to my brother. He was a Marine for the past 6 years. Well, actually, he got out, I think, in last summer. But he was a Marine, and he was just telling me about a month ago or 2 ago about how there is a full female Marine unit that, like, achieved everything the guys did. It's like the first all-female ever unit, and they earned it with, and I was like, but did they, you know, was it easier for them? Did they have to do less? And he's like, no, they did, like, they're Marines. Like, they did the job and earned it. And I'm like, that's dope. Like, those are some badass women then, because if they're, you know, doing everything that the guys can do, and it's an all-female unit, like, okay, like, all right, bunch of badass women I wouldn't want to mess with, right? But then I see this, and I'm like, well, what does this mean? What's going on here? Following a 3-year review, the Army has scrapped plans to use the same physical fitness test for all soldiers, choosing instead to have some reduced standards to allow women and older soldiers to pass. The service announced Wednesday. The decision follows a RAND-led study that found men were more easily passing the new, more difficult Army combat fitness test compared to the women and older soldiers who were failing at a noticeably higher rates. This six-event test developed in 2019 was an expansion from the three events, push-ups, sit-ups, and run, soldiers had done prior. This test is an essential part of maintaining the readiness of the Army as we transform into the Army of 2030, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth said in a statement announcing the changes. The revisions to the ACFT are based on data and analysis, including independent assessment required by Congress. We will continue to assess our implementation of the test to ensure it is fair and achieves our goals of strengthening the Army's fitness culture. I mean, that sounds good, right? Because you would want your Army to be fit and ready for battle and to be tip-top shape and be able to handle anything. And most importantly, be able to trust the soldier next to them to do the same amount of work and job that they can do, right? Like, all right, that sounds good. The Army first changed its fitness test to include deadlifts, power throws, push-ups, planks, a run, and a sprint drag carry event, as well as a leg tuck that was eventually eliminated. Service leaders hoped the newer test, the first such change in more than 40 years, would better replicate tests needed for combat while reducing the risk of injuries. But the new fitness curriculum was quickly criticized after it became clear women, older male soldiers, and National Guard and Reserve troops had difficulty passing it. About 44% of women failed the test from October 2020 to April 2021, compared to about 7% of men, Military.com found at the time. You know, I gotta just point out, you know, I have to just point out, does that mean there's a difference between men and women physically? Because it sure seems like that's what that is telling me. That's pretty, like, obvious and blatant. Women can't do the job that men are doing. Interesting. I just wanted to point that out. ACFT scores collected during the diagnostic period show some groups failing at noticeably higher rates, the RAND study states. The biggest impacts are observed for women, but we also see differences in pass rates across components, with the U.S. Army Reserve and the Army National Guard lagging behind the regular Army and across military occupational specialties. So the reserves are slacking. So we have a reserve army that isn't even, like, usually when you think reserve, I'm like, all right, these guys are on par with the Army, and if needed, like, they can step up to the plate and get it done the same as the Army. That's why we have them in reserve, just in case we need them. Well, it seems like they're actually not up to snuff, like the actual Army is. Interesting. RAND found that the test did not accurately predict job performance and was better used to assess physical fitness. All right. That makes sense. That distinction is important as low fitness score can affect a soldier's ability to be promoted. Okay, hold on. It's a physical job, isn't it? Soldiering? I mean, you're carrying a huge pack. Who knows how long you might be out? Like, this is, of course, if they're out somewhere, you know, doing a mission. You would want them to be able to handle the physical stress of being able to handle that situation, right? So, is the Army saying that men handle physical things better than women? And women might actually be able to handle mental things better than men? I'm just trying to piece this, you know, to take this apart and analyze it. Because that's what I'm getting from what I'm reading here. Interesting. Wormuth herself had expressed concerns about whether the test was affecting the retention of women in the ranks. Now, let me just remind everybody. This is... Army Secretary Christine Warmoth, a woman in control of all this. She earned her way up there. How did she get promoted to that? She clearly was able to get to this position before these rigorous changes that everyone can't handle. Is that right? Interesting. I also have concerns, obviously, about the implications of the test for our ability to continue to retain women, which we obviously want to do, Warmoth said at her nomination hearing in May. The revisions test... Oh, so she just got nominated for this. Interesting. The revised test uses new scoring scales and updated test events, which will allow women and older male soldiers to do slightly less in some of the events and still pass, such as in the deadlift, where they will pick up less weight. Women and older men also get slightly longer to complete the run, making it easier to pass. I don't like this. This reminds me of when Oxford, for racial equity, said if you are black, specifically, you don't have to do as much work. What does that mean for the rest of the students at Oxford? Oh, because of their race, they don't have to do as much work. And then future employers looking at, you were at Oxford. Well, that means you did less work, right? Or at least they announced that their you know, African-American community or whoever, the black community in their college didn't have to do as much work. So, it's like, well, that's going to leave a stain. And now I'm thinking here, it's like, what does this have to do? Well, what about the rest of the soldiers? They're going to look down on these women. And I guess the older male soldiers that also don't have to do as much. Oh, yeah, you're not a real soldier because you didn't work as hard. You didn't do what we had to do to earn our place here. That's going to sow dissent within the army. That's going to pit them against each other and get them mad at each other and like look down on their own fellow soldier. And guess what? They're not going to want a woman next to them because they're going to think in their head, you didn't work as hard to get that position. I would rather have this guy that I know worked his ass off and did the lifts and did the run in the specified time because so I know I could trust him more than I could trust this woman. I mean, it's basically like seeding misogyny, essentially. But rightfully so, because they're not doing as much work. They're talking, well, they're not passing it, so we're going to make it easier for them to pass. Or maybe the women that are the 40% that aren't making it shouldn't be in the army, because we should have an army that is of the soldiers that can handle what the minimum at least is, not lower the minimum. That's weakening the army as a whole. Should have a strong military. Now, I just need to feel like I need to point out right now, I don't like violence, I don't like war, but I understand the need for a strong military, a good police, good moral police, right? There's a need for that, because there's always going to be people that want to steal your lunch. Now, of course, I'm simplifying that because, you know, that you could bring it up to, scale it up to whatever level you want, your house, your country, really is that's the biggest thing. I mean, right now, everyone's like, well, Russia's invading. It's like, okay, well, wouldn't you want to have a strong military force and moral force? I really feel like I need to add that too, because, you know, this whole ACAB thing is ridiculous, because cops are necessary. I mean, they tried to defund the police, and now crime is skyrocketing in nearly every blue city where they actually did defund the police. So that doesn't seem to be working, does it? Anyway, let's get back to this. The revised test uses new scoring scales and updated test events, which will allow women and older... I read this one here. The maximum score for each test event is 100 points, and soldiers must get at least 60 points on each event to pass. If a soldier fails, they will be able to retake the test after several months, but will be discharged from the Army if they fail twice. With the charges, the Army will join the other military services, which also have tiered event requirements based on gender and age for their tests. The new standards will only be applied for a regular fitness test given to all soldiers annually and will not change the test troops need to take for qualifying for certain Army jobs, such as combat positions or specialties. Huh. Interesting. Just the regular fitness test, which, that makes sense. Make sure everyone who's in the Army stays fit while they're in the Army, while they're supposed to be able to do a certain job. The new plan will be under trial period, with active duty soldiers to begin taking the test in April, but not penalized if they fail. The test will then officially take effect in October, to be taken twice a year. National Guard and Reserve soldiers, meanwhile, will have until April 2023 to take the test without penalties, and will take the test once a year. Am I wrong here in my thinking that this is not a good thing? Doesn't this feel, for lack of a better word, sexist? Is it sexist? You know, in which direction is it? Is it aiming? Right? I don't. It's hard to wrap my head around. But then my mind was like, what was that tweet that I read the other day? Right? What did I read about a draft? And I went and found it. Look at this. In the event of a draft, our agency would partner with FEMA to provide opportunities for conscientious objectors to ensure our nation keeps moving forward. Learn more about alternative service. And this is from the Selective Service. We're an independent federal agency and our nation's best insurance policy. All men 18 to 25 need to register. What? Like, since when have we had a draft? Like, why this came out in 2012, but why now? Why would they be talking about this draft now? Now, remember this whole thing about how, well, women should be in the draft. I mean, they want equality. And then there was women all over the place that were like, whoa, how dare you try to put us in the draft? That's how is that not equal? Isn't that what they want? So is it, or are they equal or are they not? The sexes, the two genders. See what I did there? No, they're different. They're different, right? I feel mentally we're different. Physically we're different. And we have to acknowledge that. It is, in fact, science, right? Hey, I've talked about the whole gender thing so much. I'm not even going to get into that. I don't need to. I talked about it a lot yesterday. But this is weird. I think we need to uphold standards. We need to bring back the presidential fitness test, which I won a couple times. And when I hit when I got that little badge, I wonder if I still have it somewhere. The little presidential physical fitness badge that you get when you get like a 6-minute mile in middle school. Like, I remember getting that and I was like, yes, I finally got that. It's one of the things that I like wanted to do. So I ran and I got a good time 1 year and I got the presidential fitness award. And I was like, this is awesome. I earned this. Felt good. Well, they got rid of that. Why? Why? Do I like Metroid? Eh, never played it. I think they don't want us to work out. I don't think they want us. And who's they, right? The people that are trying to keep us divided, keep us unhealthy, the people that profit off of selling us medicine when we get sick, those people want us obese. I just read a ridiculous article about this woman complaining that Delta didn't have seat belts big enough for her, and she was embarrassed. She had to ask for a seat belt extender. And it's like, if you're at that point, maybe you need to lose some weight, because that's not healthy. Everything I'm reading, it's like they're trying to normalize not being healthy, not working for yourself and trying to better yourself to keep you attached to the system. Yeah, I agree, Chris. They do. I actually have Metroid Dread. I haven't played it yet. I played a little bit, but not I haven't like played it. I had a 6-minute mile to work for Cali Fire. Oh, right on. The fastest mile time I ever like timed and ran was 5 minutes and 37 seconds. I was really, really hyped. I was living in Philadelphia at the time. It was Cheltenham High School, and I believe I was a freshman. Yep, I was a freshman. Cody, I would love to talk about that, but I can't because of why I think that those are all happening. Let's see here. We got some super chats. I'm going to read some of the super chats before each, in between each segment, so that I can kind of, so they're relevant. You know what I mean? Let's see here. The Last Crow says, "Can I request that you learn something from law?" Like what? Yeah, of course you can. Next time, include it so I know what you're talking about. Scrody Johnson says, "Howdy, Adam. Do you think it's wrong that the Dems say the GOPs are racist to the new SCJ nominee, even though Biden treated Thomas so badly in the 1990s? Well, I know that Biden definitely treated him terrible in the 90s, and I think that's a shame. Oh, gosh, I have like cat hair on my mic, and it's getting in my mouth. It's gross. I don't think comparing is helping at all, but she has said some ridiculous things, and they are trying to act like it's not that big of a deal when it absolutely is. I read a thread about it, and the fact that she gave light sentences with the CP stuff is weird and bad, I think. But the fact that she isn't capable to explain what a woman is, how would she accurately defend the 19th Amendment, which of course gave women rights, solidified their rights in this country? Women. It's specifically an amendment about women. So if she can't even describe what a woman is, how can she accurately protect that amendment? You know what I mean? And I thought that was interesting. I'm like, that's really bad. You know, you should be able to say what a woman is. If you can't, then like that means you're denying reality. Oh, you're not a biologist? Yeah, okay. But it's one of the first things everybody learns. Like even a child could tell you like a woman, has a vagina and a man has a penis. Like that's just like basic knowledge. It's pretty obvious. Correct. Chell says she can define women. She just doesn't want to. Yeah, because she doesn't want to piss anyone off. But the fact that she doesn't is even more damning. Because that means she's not going to defend women. She won't. She is definitely going to roll over and let these people continue to destroy women's rights because they are losing it. Like women's spaces are being taken over by men. And I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. Robert Shaw says the army always needs cannon fodder. Maybe that's what it is. I doubt it. I don't know though. Who knows? Robert Shaw says it's shocking to see how weak Russia's military is. I just don't trust what I'm seeing from anywhere. I don't want to really talk about Ukraine much because I don't know. I'm not there. And I don't trust the mainstream media. So watching all of world leaders talk about how bad Russia is while ignoring their own people and their problems and a bunch of hypocrites, all of them. You're absolutely right, Rob Shaw. Yep. They're trying to get everyone to focus on everything but their own countries and fix their own stuff. The Magnum Express says, this reminds me of McNamara's Folly, a 60s program that allowed the recruiting of low IQ and physically/medically unfit men to fight in Vietnam. It's sad. I don't know how to say your name, but I'm going to try it anyway. Kerspleg, Crispy leg transport for $10. Says, what's going on? I'm so glad I retired from the Army in 2014. Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. Yeah, Jason, that's funny. Robert Shaw says, just eat fast food. We have medicine that'll get rid of the weight that you build up, and it's okay to be depressed. We have medicine for that. Trust us. Yeah. Yeah, you sound like a big farm shill right there. Mm-hmm. Ryu says, stop being lazy. Put a date on your calendar and do all your chores then. I won't be giving any more free cash asking about the P.O. Box after this. Okay. All right. I know. I owe that. I owe that to you. Leonardo says, the Navy kicked me out of Space War, trashed my contract before I shipped, and then hired a bunch of women at a lower standard. The draft men can suck it. Yeah, that's interesting. Right? That's interesting. You know, if you got denied because you were just under the limit, and then they lower the standards for women, and you're still above that standard. It's like, great. Good for you. Robert Shaw says, did Murphy fix his mistakes yet? No. In fact, he tripled down in a I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't read it even myself. I tuned into Riceta talking about it live on his show, and it was it's just denying. It's everyone else's fault. He's basically saying he's a Christian now, so you should forgive him, and if you don't forgive him, you're un-American and un-Christian. From what I've gathered from what Nick was reading from his, I don't know, he came out and had a statement that went out to his liminal order people. So I don't really pay attention to it because honestly, I just don't care. I do not care. It doesn't involve me. It doesn't affect me. I don't really want to be a channel that does that kind of stuff. Like Jeremy over at Geeks and Gamers openly talks about it. He loves it. He loves making content on hate. They do it constantly. Ryan Kinnell, Jeremy from The Quartering. Like, there's a certain air about that that I just don't. That's just not me. I could have done countless videos on Tim Pool if I wanted to, but I just, that's just not the type of person I am. So, you know, I don't. Robert Shaw says, that's all the media shows is Russia losing here. Yeah, I'm sure. Of course. Australia is part of the establishment, right? So, who knows what to trust? Who knows what to trust? The Lady Freddy for 10 says, check out the Duran for a different view on Ukraine. Also, Oliver Stone's Ukraine's on Fire for History of the West Interference. Also, see Smedley Butler's 1935 book, War is a Racket. I actually started watching Ukraine on Fire. I have it on a tab somewhere in my countless tabs that are open. I will eventually finish watching it. I started watching a good amount of it, and the more I learn about history, the more I realize I don't know anything about history, because all what I learned about history is filtered through the media lens. You know what I mean? Would I trash Tim Pool for a Klondike bar? No. No. Sebastian Monroe says, they had their chance to reinstate me, an Army vet. Well, shame on them. Lady Freddy again said, we just care if the women are vaxxed. Well, I mean, Ukraine is very, very unvaxxed. I think it's something like 65, 70% or something that are unvaccinated. And they're turning away trans women, saying, you're a man, go fight. Stay and fight. You're not allowed to leave because you're a man. It's like, what is that community going to do, right? What are they going to do? They're going to, are they for or against Ukraine because they're transphobes, I guess, right? Because they're basically saying, no, you're a man, go fight. You have to fight because we need men to fight this war. Take that dress off and put these, put this army suit on. All right. It's crazy. All right. Let's talk about the Milky Way. All right. Little space. You know, let me preemptively spin this UFO. Okay. Because it's just fitting. Right. I actually didn't know this before looking it up today. Well, actually, I looked this up the other day, but I wanted to talk about it for a little while because I found out about I found this article that just came out yesterday about new information about how old the Milky Way is, just when it formed and all that kind of fun stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Why is it called the Milky Way anyway? So I started digging, and I found out why it's called the Milky Way. But before we get into why, let's just talk about the new information that we've been finding out. And we've got this timeline now for the Milky Way's biggest events. A new analysis of nearly a quarter million stars puts firm ages on the most momentous pages from our galaxy's life story. Far grander than most of its neighbors, the Milky Way arose long ago as lesser galaxies smashed together. Its thick disk, a pancake-shaped population of old stars, originated remarkably soon after the Big Bang, and well before most of the stellar halo that envelops the galaxy's disk, astronomers reported March 23rd in Nature. We are now able to provide a very clear timeline of what happened in the earliest time of our Milky Way, says astronomer Maosheng Jiang. He and Hans Walter Rix, both at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Heidelberg, Germany, studied almost 250,000 subgiants, stars that are growing larger and cooler after using up the hydrogen fuels at their centers. The temperatures and luminosities of these stars revealed their ages, letting the researchers track how different epochs in galactic history spewed stars with different chemical compositions and orbits around the Milky Way's center. There's just an incredible amount of information here, says Rosemary Wise, an astrophysicist at Johns Hopkins University who was not involved with the study. We really want to understand how our galaxy came to be the way it is, she says. When were the chemical elements of which we were made created? Jiang and Rix discovered that the Milky Way's thick disk got its start about 13 billion years ago. That's just 800 million years after the universe's birth. That's right. It's old, the Milky Way. The thick disk, which measures 6,000 light years from top to bottom in the sun's vicinity, kept forming stars for a long time until about 8 billion years ago. During this period, the thick disk's iron content shot up 30-fold as exploding stars enriched its star-forming gas, the team found. At the dawn of the thick disk era, a newborn star had only a tenth as much iron relative to hydrogen as the sun. By the end, 5 billion years later, the thick disk star was three times richer in iron than the sun. Jiang and Rix also found a tight relation between the thick disk star's age and iron content. This means gas was thoroughly mixed throughout the thick disk. As time went on, newborn stars inherited steadily higher amounts of iron, no matter whether the stars formed close to or far from the galactic center. But that's not all that was happening. As other researchers reported in 2018, another galaxy once hit our own, giving the Milky Way most of the stars in its halo, which engulfs the disk Halo stars have little iron. The new work revises the date of this great galactic encounter. We found that the merger happened 11 billion years ago, Jiang says, a billion years earlier than thought. As the intruder's gas crashed into the Milky Way's gas, it triggered the creation of so many new stars in our galaxy's star formation rate reached a record high 11 billion years ago. The merger also splashed some thick disks stars up into the halo, which Jiang and Rix identified from the star's higher iron abundances. These splash stars, the researchers found, are at least 11 billion years old, confirming the date of the merger. The thick disk ran out of gas 8 billion years ago and stopped making stars. Fresh gas around the Milky Way then settled into a thinner disk, which has given birth to stars ever since, including the 4.6 billion-year-old sun and most of its stellar neighbors. The thin disk is about 2,000 light-years thick in our part of the galaxy. The Milky Way has been quite quiet for the past 8 billion years, Yang says, experiencing no further encounters with big galaxies. That makes it different from most of its peers. If the thick disk really existed 13 billion years ago, Zian said that the new James Webb telescope may discern similar disks in galaxies 13 billion light years from Earth, portraits of the Milky Way as a young galaxy. And it does make me think about the fact that the Andromeda galaxy and the Milky Way galaxy are on a collision course. So eventually they're going to collide, and that's going to cause even more stars to be created and to be destroyed. And of course, we will probably be long dead by that point, because it's not supposed to happen for... Actually, I don't recall. Let me see. When will the Andromeda galaxy collide with the Milky Way? Let us find out, shall we? They are merging eventually. This was from March 2nd, so this is recent. It has already begun. Interesting. I was not expecting that. I knew that they were on a collision course, but interesting. Here. The Andromeda Galaxy, the nearest spiral galaxy to our Milky Way, isn't noticeable in our night sky unless you look for it. Under dark skies, however, you can see it without optical aid, but only as barely visible fuzzy patch of light. But one day, far in the future, Andromeda will be bright in our sky, growing larger and larger as it gets closer and closer to us. And even though two galaxies are still 2.5 million light years apart, the eventual merger of our two galaxies has, in fact, already begun. That's cool. All right, I didn't know this, so that's kind of exciting. Let's see, the Andromeda galaxy is currently racing towards the Milky Way at a speed of about 70 miles per second. With this in mind, our merger will occur 5 billion years from now. Okay, so we got some time. 5 billion years time. But in August 2020, the peer-reviewed Astrophysical Journal published new research revealing that the collision between our galaxies is already underway. The news about the Andromeda galaxy came from Project AMIGA, which uses the Hubble Space Telescope to look at the deep space surroundings of the Andromeda galaxy. AMIGA stands for Absorption Map of Ionized Gases in Andromeda. NASA called it the most comprehensive study of a halo surrounding a galaxy. The Andromeda galaxy, our Milky Way, and other galaxies all sit enshrouded in a large envelope called a galactic halo, which consists of gas, dust, and stray stars. The halos of the galaxies are faint, so faint, in fact, that detecting them is not an easy feat. These astronomers measured the size of the halo of Andromeda galaxy by looking at how much it absorbed light from background quasars. They were surprised to find that the Andromeda galaxy's halo stretches much, much further beyond its physical, visible boundaries. Indeed, it extends as far as half the distance to our Milky Way, 1.3 million light years, and even further in other directions, up to 2 million light years. Are the halos touched? So does that mean the halos of the Andromeda and the Milky Way galaxies are touching? It turns out that from our vantage point inside the Milky Way, we cannot easily measure the characteristics of our galaxy's halo. However, because the two galaxies are so similar in size and appearance, scientists assume that the halo from the Milky Way would also be similar. In other words, it's the faint halos of the galaxies that indeed appear to have started to touch one another. Thus, in a manner of speaking, the collision between our two galaxies has already started. Now, that was unexpected. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to think about. That it's like the, you know, when you get a vibe of someone, you know, you can feel like electrostatic in the air, right? And then when you get closer to something, and it you know what I mean? It's like someone's aura. It's like our galaxy's aura, and it's like they're just starting to shake hands. Hey, nice to meet you. We're gonna be the same thing eventually. We're gonna have cosmic sex. I mean, you know what I mean? For lack of better words, you know that's what's gonna happen. Milky Way is gonna be true to its name, and when it meets Andromeda. Okay, so I know about why It's called the Milky Way, and you're about to find out. So, why do we call it the Milky Way? Well, let's see. Long ago, the Romans named the galaxy Via Lactica, which translates to Road of Milk. The Romans named it Via Lactica precisely because it looks like a milky patch of sky above the Earth at night. But the Romans weren't the first to name the galaxy. The Romans got the name from the Greeks, who called it Galaxia Kyklos, which translates into Milky Circle. According to the Greek myth, Zeus brought his son Hercules home for Hera to breastfeed while she was sleeping. Hera did not like Hercules, mainly because the child was half mortal and was the result of one of Zeus's affairs. When Hera woke, she quickly pushed Hercules away, which caused a few drops of milk to spill into the night sky. Scientifically, the bright patch of light is the result of looking at the concentrated band of billions of different stars in our galaxies. When we look up at the night sky, we are viewing the galaxy on its side. This view creates the glowing arc of light we know as the Milky Way galaxy. Other cultures have different names for the Milky Way. In Germany, the galaxy is called Milchstrasse. The Norwegians call the galaxy Melkeveien. Frank Mars invented the Milky Way candy bar after 3 years of research in 1923. It was the first filled candy bar. The flavor of the filling was inspired by the chocolate malt milkshake that was popular at the time. When Frank Mars named the candy bar, he named it the Milky Way because of its milkshake-like filling. So there you have it. That's why it's called the Milky Way, because when people looked up, they actually were able to see the entire night sky because they didn't have to deal with light pollution like we do. Well, for people who live anywhere close to civilization, if you live out in the middle of anywhere else, what do the Swedes call it? Hey, Nish, what's the Milky Way in Swedish? Vita Gatan?
Yeah, the winter streak.
The winter streak. The winter street. Cool. Vintergatan. The winter street. That's pretty cool. All right. There you go. Well, they didn't have that in their article. Ha ha. That's right. Try to add to it if I can. So there was cool. That's something pretty cool. I actually learned something new myself just now. I didn't know that Andromeda and the Milky Way have already started mating. Right? All right. I'm being a little dirty here. All right. Let's talk about these ancient tombs, all right? Ancient tombs in Egypt. 5, to be exact, new tombs have been found in Egypt. This is cool. Check us out. This is from the New York Post. 5 well-preserved ancient tombs were recently unearthed in Saqqara, an acropolis outside Cairo, according to a Reuters report. The Egyptian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities confirmed that the tombs are at least 4,000 years old, dating to the Old Kingdom and the First Intermediate Period. The latter is a dark times in Egypt's history as the regime of the Old Kingdom broke down and monuments of artworks were destroyed. The newly discovered tombs are one of the few surviving relics from the period. Yes, this is actually the time when basically priests started convincing the population that they can buy the weight of heart. They didn't have to actually live a positive, balanced life, that they can be evil and greedy and just buy their way into heaven or wherever they thought the afterlife was. I don't recall exactly what that was, but that was that time. They were trying to get rid of, this is when Akhenaten moved the capital to Amarna and famously was killed and his son took over. You might know him, King Tutankhamun. And then, of course, he was killed, probably because he probably learned what the priests were doing and was like, actually, maybe my parents were right. Anyway, check us out. Check out this artwork. It is really, really beautiful. Look, and you could see the colors are just really vibrant on these walls here. There's a lot of cool images. Wait, can I skip around on it? No. Walls decorated with hieroglyphic inscriptions and images of sacred animals. What is this thing here? Maybe like a hippo, lizard. I don't know what this thing is. It looks like a big wing here. You guys see that? One of the figurines found inside the tombs. There's that. Here's another one of inside the tombs. I love the colors. Look at this orange. I love that orange color. It's one of my favorite colors. Here's the team. A member of the media is lowered into one of the tombs. Very cool. I would love to be a part of that. The tombs, which were found near the pyramids of King Merenre the First, belong to some of the era's top officials, including court advisors and priests. What a surprise. In addition to elaborately painted walls, the chambers contained over 20 sarcophagi, toys, wooden boats, masks, and more artifacts. This most recent find comes for just a few months after the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities announced the discovery of the tomb of a treasurer of New Kingdom Pharaoh Ramses II, also at Saqqara. This is the reporters prepared to enter one of the tombs at Saqqara on March 19th. It's cool. You got to put your feet in a bucket and just be lowered. That's great. Look at this. Honestly, it almost looks fake on how clean this is and how vibrant the colors are. It almost looks like it was freshly done, right? This is a picture of Mustafa Waziri, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, viewing the hieroglyphics inside the tomb. Here's another one. This one looks like what I think a tomb would look like, right? Is inside the tomb of a man named Pepi Nefhani at Saqqara. Look at those beautiful hieroglyphs there. An archaeologist. Is that something different than an archaeologist? An archaeologist holds a torch lamp against the... Or Daily Mail. Come on. It's a flashlight. A torch lamp. Against the wall, covered in hieroglyphic etchings. Those are beautiful. The discovery also coincides with the government's Follow the Sun campaign on a social media which celebrates Egypt's archaeological heritage. The country relies heavily on the tourism industry, which has taken a hit over the past 2 years due to everything we know what's going on and everything that's going on in the world because the world sucks. A large number of Egypt's tourism hail from Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. Well, hopefully one day I'll be able to go there myself. You can actually go to egypttoday.com and check out a bunch of what they're doing. This is what they're talking about, the promotion of tourism and antiquities over in Egypt. I would love to go. Have any of you been to Egypt? I'll tell you what. I would love to go to Egypt one day. I would love to go to Egypt. That's right. Johns Hopkins. Yes, Sparky. I know, you're right. I'll make a point to enunciate the S. Let's see here. Where was I? Here we go. Robert Shaw says, Rimcast is a gold mine for drama baiters. Oh, well, you would think they would love it then. The Brits call flashlights torches. Yeah, they're crazy, though. Those bunch of weirdos. SFC retired for 10 says, in my 30 years of service, the Army has repeatedly changed its standards for both men and women, including age requirements, depending on the Army's needs. This is nothing new. But have they always lowered it for women? Has it always been like a not an even playing field where they had to do less? I'm curious because I'll be honest, I haven't really been paying attention to life outside of my immediate world for most of my life. For the past 2 years, it's almost been the opposite, where I've been obsessively trying to understand the world outside of my own life so that I can talk about it on the show. And I feel like I'm getting a lot better at it because I'm gaining a lot of backlog of knowledge of what is actually going on and what is the truth. That's interesting. I didn't know that. But that's why I started talking about that segment about my conversation with my brother about how he was in the Marines. He's actually dating a Marine as well. And, you know, she's a badass. And the women that he was in the Marines with had to do the exact same as the men. There was no difference. Josh, oh my gosh, says, hey, Adam, off topic, just wanted to let you know, I stopped supporting Carlin Barsenko after she said the People's Convoy in D.C. is forgettable. She blocked me on Twitter after I had Mikey Harlow on my show talking about her attacking Mikey. I'm sure she probably unblocked and watched my interview with Kerry Smith. I don't feel bad at all because I've said to Carlin, to her face, on my show, everything that I said with Mikey on my show. You know, she cares altogether too much about what other people think, and I think it ruins what her message is, even if I agree with what she's trying to do. And it's sad. I think she went way too far. Robert Shaw says, Milky Way chocolate bars are nice. Yeah, and they mentioned it. Robert Shaw, I like my discs thick. Oh, yeah, you know, I knew somebody was going to make a super chat or say something about the thick discs. I knew it. As soon as I was reading it, I was like, oh, man. I didn't say it out loud before. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I know someone's going to say something. Oh, man. Robert Shaw, Milky Andromeda or Andromeda Way? You know, we'll have to decide in 5 billion years when they actually collide. Sebastian says, we may not be alive then, but our spacefaring descendants will find a way to see how bright the future will be. It's a surreal thought and feeling. 5 billion years is a very, very long time. Very long time. Robert Shaw says, Adam, your Daniel Jackson is showing. All right, well, that's a huge compliment because Stargate was one of my favorite... No, was my favorite movie when I was a kid. I kid you not. My first, like, movie crush was Shadi from the movie. She was an absolute babe. And I wanted to be Daniel Jackson. I wanted to be able to read hieroglyphs. I wanted to go to Egypt. I wanted to walk through a Stargate. I wanted to be Daniel Jackson. But that's okay. Aaron Weiss, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Says, just don't get drafted. Simple as. Enlist, like me. Well, I actually was while I was talking to my brother, I was like, well, I'm like too old anyway, right? I'm 38. I don't even think that they would want me. I've talked to one military officer. I think I was 18 at the time. I had turned 18. It was like 2 or 3 months after my 18th birthday, and he called me and was like, hey, interested, you know, talking like I was like, yeah, you know, the military, yeah, I thought about it, maybe, whatever. And then he asked me, you know, if you ever smoked pot, and I was like, oh yeah, all the time. He's like, well, what's all the time? Like a couple, you know, 10 times in your life? And I was like, nah, like 800 times. I don't even remember. I was a wise ass little kid. But I wasn't wrong though. I had smoked a lot when I was younger. I don't anymore, but I certainly did when I was a younger lad, and he promptly got off the phone with me. Well, anyway, you guys are fantastic. That is my show. I got to announce, I'm really excited. Next Tuesday, so we got Monday, we got Bay Staff Mondays with Flawedzilla and Darth Call. It's going to be fantastic. Then we got Nina Infinity joining me on Tuesday. That's going to be a great show. To be determined if Quarterblack Garrett's going to be able to join me for 1/8 Wednesdays next week as well. But of course, he's got a newborn in his house, so we'll see. Then I got Nerdrotic coming on the show next Thursday. Really excited about that. I really can't wait to ask him about his life and really find out more about him. I've learned a lot about his points of view on a lot of pop culture stuff, but I don't know much about his life. So we're going to really get into finding out more about him. And then I will be taking off the 1st of April, not an April Fool's joke. I will actually be taking the day off to join Friday Night Tights, my favorite show on YouTube. Love that show. Really excited to join those guys. I always laugh my ass off whenever I'm on the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Wanderer Sirius, hey, what's up, Wanderer? Celebrating 11 months member. Thank you so much, says, there's a waiver for age in boot camp. We had our guy pushing 40. Wow. Interesting. I didn't. That's me. I'm pushing 40. But I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I think I can make more of a difference speaking out on the internet like I do and having people share my content You see what I did there? Because it really helps get my message out there. If, of course, you believe in my message. Robert Shaw says, you just wanted to get with those alien chicks. They were human. They weren't alien. They were also humans, right? They were, the Earth destroyed its portal so that they couldn't harvest from Earth anymore. You clearly need to watch the movie again, all right? I don't, because I love that movie, and I remember it very, very dearly. Anyway, guys, I love you all. Thank you very much for joining in. I will, of course, be back tomorrow, Friday Night Jams. Maybe I'll bust out one of my covers. You know, learning some new covers. I always love learning some new stuff. But thank you all very much, and I will see you all next time. Have a great night. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.